I was down in the Dominican Republic last month, chilling in a place called Sisua Beach. Awesome place, beautiful women. The island's on an island. It's a hard place not to enjoy yourself. But you guys do know or don't know, I'm a history buff. I'm actually a historian by academia. The white folks gave me a degree and told me that I know about history, even though they didn't teach me any history. They taught me history. And then I got interested and actually learned some of history. So, with that said, we got some footage we're going to be showing you about Sisua, about the Dominican Republic. I was going to be able to show you even what some of the limited accommodations were down there, because I really suggest that we all, if you get a chance, it's really close, amazing. It's only an hour and a half flight from Miami.
What's up, family? It is your man, Courtney Robert Brown Jr. here at Big Boss Filmworks, Diaspora Plug TV, checking in. The diaspora means people of African descent all over the world. We are here.
Alrighty. This is the condo living area. Hispaniola Beach, simply marvelous, here in Sosua Beach, Dominican Republic. So it is three bedrooms. You've got guest bathroom as soon as you come in, living range, living area rather, kitchenette. Can't look too much in my messy master bedroom. But that leads out to two exits, actually out to the balcony area. So lovely balcony, fans. Then while you're right here at the ocean, you got your infinity pool, jacuzzi. See, the landscaping is beautiful. Second development being done. Always looking for real estate opportunities, as you know. Let's see if we can wrap this up quick. Master bed. Ton of closet space, as you see in the master bedroom. Master bath with jacuzzi. Then we got two more bedrooms. Hispaniola Beach. Come down to the DR. Good living. The diaspora all over. It's your man, CBR Jr. Signing out live. Sosua Beach, Dominican Republic. Diaspora Plug, on the move. Big Boss Filmworks, live on location. Dominican Republic, holla at you, man.
But it's a lot of history, and it's a lot of great history that we don't know about. I won't lie, this book called The Black Jacobsons by C.L.R. James, it's a cumbersome read. It's not an easy read, but it is a great book as far as knowledge. Goes into how the Dominican Republic became. Christopher, the killer rapist Columbus, never actually set foot on what we call America. You know, he landed in what we now know as the Bahamas. And his first stop, though, was in a place that we now call the Dominican Republic, which shares the same island landmass as Haiti. Haiti and Dominican Republic are on the same island. And because Columbus was funded by the King of Spain, he decided to make the name of it Hispaniola. So, you know, when you guys see this footage, that's what that's about. What we're talking about is Hispaniola, and this is the land. So this is where this whole thing, the diaspora plug, and so a lot of this, you know, for those who don't know, we have another channel, the Diaspora Plug TV, which is kind of dedicated to what's going on with people from the diaspora, which just means, is a fancy word, for people of African descent. So
when you go to the Dominican Republic, you really get an opportunity to see the it's where it all began, because the slaves came to, one of the first stops they made was because of the sugar cane that was there, the sugar plantations, right? The rum and the sugar. But so they intermingled or had intercourse and relationships with some of the local women there, the Native American tribes that were there. Then, of course, there were the Spanish there, and then there were the slaves. So you have this huge mixing of the genes there in the Dominican Republic, which, so you see us and our people in every shape, size, color, and every dimension. And you kind of see, it's ground zero of when this whole diaspora thing took place, right? Mm-hmm. So make sure you take a look at that content. It's going to be on the Diaspora Plug TV. And when you guys are doing that, make sure you're hitting the like, share, and subscribe channel. We're going to start spending a little more time and energy. You know, we're stretched thin here. You need to do something over there?
No, you're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
On that, you know, it's a whole lot between all the content here at Motown Mafia, what we got going on with the new book, Big Man on Campus coming out, developing this podcast and the marketing of it all. It's a lot, but we have not forgotten about Diaspora Plug, so make sure you guys check that out. We still got some, if you go back into our archives, a lot of footage from when we were over in West Africa at the beginning of the year. And understanding that when we're talking about West Africa or the Dominican Republic, it's the same situation. You know, when I'm in Africa, I'm talking about what was going on before our ancestors were forced to get on that boat. And when I'm in the Dominican Republic, we see what happened and what transpired after they got off the boat. So, you know, we'll find that fascinating. So look for that content coming up on the Diaspora Plug TV, showing you the Dominican Republic. I had such a good time planning on going back. We'll definitely do some more taping and footage when I go back down there. Great people, beautiful people, and they are our cousins. You know, we said to say at the Diaspora Plug that we're about connecting cousins, and we got some cousins that are just 150 miles away from Miami. You know, they speak Spanish, you know, and to be a little crude, you know, when I was younger and didn't know no better, when I first moved to New York, because, you know, I'm a Detroit guy, we ain't got a lot of blacks who speak Spanish. And so when I would run into Puerto Ricans and Dominican brothers and sisters who were darker than me and looked just like the fellas back home or the sisters back home, and they'd start speaking Spanish and be like, how you doing, Poppy? What's up, Poppy this, Poppy that, Mommy this, Mommy that. And I'd be like, nigga, you just, where I'm from, you just a light-skinned nigga to speak funny. You know, now I didn't know no better, you know, back then to say things like that. But what I was saying is we all the same, bro. Like, I know you. Where I'm from, you just a light-skinned nigga to talk funny.
You Willie.
You be like, you know, Willie be talking all fast and funny, you know, but that's my man. it's the same thing.
What's up, family? It is your man, Courtney Robert Brown Jr. here at Big Boss Filmworks, Diaspora Plug TV. Checking in. The diaspora means people of African descent all over the world. We are here in Sosua, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Plata Providence. You can see the people are getting back out over the pandemic, plandemic, or whatever one might want to call it. For a little history here, you know, this is actually where Columbus landed here in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, the island of Hispaniola. So this is where the whole process of the diaspora took place. This is where it all started. The whole movement of Africans throughout the world, at least the Atlantic slave trade. This is where it all happened. So it's just a fascinating culture. We come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and all of the above. So just checking in, fam. It's your man, CB Jr. Diaspora Plug TV, Big Boss Filmworks, getting it in. Holla at your man.
And on that, for the pod, we're going to start doing some stuff called Awoke Wednesdays, right? Being awoke has become this code word for black folks who've got some sense of self, some sense of where we come from, and all of that. And so when I was down there, and okay, this is Brother Kevin Samuels, who I, you know, some of you probably have become aware of, because in the last 6 months he's become like the hottest thing on the internet. He talks about black male and female relationships and just all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, salute to that guy. You know, I know it's a lot of people. He makes people feel some kind of way about some of the stuff he says. But I find his content compelling. I find it true. And on that, you know, and I'm not going to be one of the many YouTubers that I'm not knocking them who've decided to build their platforms around piggybacking off of Kevin Samuel's success. Everybody got to do what they got to do. And I'm good with all of that. But, you know, when you go down to the Caribbean, or when I'm in the Dominican Republic, or even in West Africa, you know, the fact that the roles of a man being a man, a black man being a black man, and a black woman being a black woman, you know, are still so much intact. The dysfunction that we now kind of see in our community, and this whole conversation of black men against black women, you know, is an insane thing. And when you're like in the Dominican Republic, there's no such conversation of sisters against brothers. I mean, because the reality is black women end up having sons who become black men. So how in the world can black women be against black men? Because that would be like saying that you're against your son. You know, black men have daughters that become black women. So how can a black man be against black women? That's like saying that you're against your daughter. But, you know, you can look at some of our other cousins and how they react, and how black men and black women still really can get along and just build families and do those kind of things. And I'm not going to get, again, it's not my space to do the relationship tip. And anybody who knows about me and my sordid past with women will know that of all the things I'm qualified to give advice about, relationships that last more than 72 hours, I am not qualified to speak about those kind of things. But what I can say is that if you are a single black man, you probably want to do some traveling. And I'll let that be. And maybe even that applies to single sisters. You know, if you're finding that America, you're not finding what you're looking for relationship-wise, a lot of the dysfunctional issues we have, and those things don't exist every place. Some of that stuff, unfortunately, is just the cousins here in America are going through that kind of stuff. You know, when you go out on a date with a girl and you just look at the broom down there, and she looks at you like, don't you think about touching that broom or going in that kitchen, because men don't sweep and men don't clean. And it ain't no man taking advantage of woman or who's the boss or none of that. It's just a cultural thing. They're like, that's not what men are supposed to do. So it was refreshing to kind of see, and I am kind of old fashioned about that kind of stuff. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there, and I did want to say that we're going to start doing these Awoke Wednesdays. So part of it, you know, I would like the people who are doing that kind of content, though, I think there should be some recognizing. Well, actually, Kevin Samuels talks about it, that a lot of these issues we have here, they're first world issues. You know, down there, people are trying to feed their families, and things are a lot simpler because they don't, you know, they ain't caught up in the Birkin bags and Gucci and shit like that. It's people trying to feed their family, you know. We've allowed a lot of this stuff to get way off the ranch. So, anyway, look, check us out. Awoke Wednesdays, you know, we're going to have more of these kind of topics. If you guys got some topics that you think we might be interested in, or you want to hear us chop up about, you know, hit us up at bigbossfilmworks@yahoo.com. We're going to have some more merch. We got some more merch for Big Boss Filmworks and the Old Maltown Mafia franchise that is now available. We're going to get some merch available for the Diaspora Plug, the Awoke Wednesdays, and all of that. So check us out again. So Awoke Wednesdays, first kind of prelim trailer, teaser, whatever you want to call it. It is coming. Diaspora Plug got a lot of content coming back. We got some stuff from the DR. So, and, you know, a lot of these kind of topics that, you know, Kevin Samuels actually talks a lot about when he starts talking about where he perceives things went wrong. He talks about in the 90s when that character who was a cornerstone in the African-American community known as Big Mama. You guys who are my age or around or older definitely know of that Big Mama character. It was a real thing in our community. She was the matriarch and the griot and the historian of the family. She's the one that everybody went to for counsel. She had seen it all, done it all. She separated the real from the bullshit. And Kevin Samuels talks about when we kind of lost that Big Mama character, a lot of the issues that we now see started to develop. But the thing about it is back in 2014, we wrote this book called Mind Right, Money Right, Getting Off Zero. Shout out to Ray Tatum down there in Atlanta and Getting Off Zero.
Big shot, Ray.
We have a whole chapter in here about what happened to Big Mama's house. So if you guys are not familiar with this work, it's an entrepreneurial book. It's a little history book. It's a short read. It's available at BigBossFilmWorks.com. You can also just shoot us, so you know, hit us up, $16.95, Big Boss Filmworks at Cash App. We'll get you out a copy. I'll autograph it. So that's Mind Right, Money Right. It's plain and simple. We believe that if brothers and sisters get their mind right, they will get their money right. And we'll all be a little bit better off. So check us out at that. So Awoke Wednesdays, Motown Mafia podcast. Lot coming, lot more coming. Am I missing anything, Brother Luke?
I think that's about it for now.
All right, so fam, signing out. Look for us, Awoke Wednesdays. Coming back at you again also with Money Mondays. I got some fresh new content coming there. Make sure you guys are hitting, for those who are checking us out on YouTube, the like, share, and subscribe. If you guys are checking us out on the pod, tell somebody about us. We love you guys and appreciate it all. So again, happy Daddy's Day to everybody out there. Commemorate. Do something positive, since the white folks have made us a holiday of Juneteenth, of reminding us when we were slaves. You know, my spin on that is that we should use this June 19th as a Black Economic Day. Every Juneteenth, only people we should spend money with is people that look like us. We cannot fall in the trap for this holiday to be another day for us to buy hair from Koreans, to buy Hennessy from the Middle Eastern friends, and to buy cars and clothes from our Caucasian friends. And anybody read my book, I say in here, you know, I got the Korean business partners, I got Arab business partners, I do business with white folks, nothing but respect for the Jewish community. But I ain't saying nothing that they, that we don't talk about. It's only common sense to support those that look like you. So trust and believe, the Koreans and the Jews and everybody else are just as confused about why we give them all our money as we are. They're even more confused about it. But enough on that. Money Monday's coming back at you. Woke Wednesdays, Motown Mafia podcast, Big Boss Filmworks. Holla at your man, CB Jr. signing out. Peace.
Peace, peace.
What's up, family? It's your man, CB Jr., checking in again. Dominican Republic Live, Sisoa, here on the main drag here. Again, for those not good with geography, Haiti and the Dominican Republic share the same land space. This was first known as the land of Hispaniola when the killer Columbus came across these lands. But what many don't know, and if you don't know, you really need to check it out, fam. And by the way, make sure you hit that like, subscribe, and share button, is that this land was actually taken over by the slaves that were brought here. It's one of the great stories in history. They don't teach it in our schools. Two gentlemen, well, there are many involved, but Toussaint Overture is the most famous, and Jean-Jacques Dessalines led a slave revolt, the only successful slave revolt in history, where they actually ran the French out of here. Then the British tried to re-enslave them. They defeated the British. Then the Spanish came. They defeated the Spanish. Napoleon sent his best troops again. And once again, the armies of freed slaves were victorious. So it's a great story. It's a book called The Black Jacobson that really details the what's called the Santo Domingo Revolution. So we're here soaking in some history in the Dominican Republic. Make sure you guys hit that like, share, and subscribe button again. You know, diaspora plug in Santo Domingo. Or actually, make sure you guys study about the Haitian Revolution and the Santo Domingo Revolution. But we're here, Sosoa Beach, Dominican Republic. Oh, he's famous. Oh, no, he doesn't like it. So, anyway, summon every crowd. It's your man, CB Jr., signing out.